kind of go over a little bit of what we're going to be doing tonight. When I step down, we'll be having Larry Parvin reading, Steve Turner reading, and then we'll switch over. Kind of got A, B, and if you notice them right there, it's A, B, C, D, and I think we can all follow that. So after I step down, we'll turn it over to Larry to begin. And I do have a couple of things that Jim is here. So Daryl. Hey, Daryl. Okay. All righty. And just a few of those in substitute backup plan was if those couldn't make it, they were backup. So, Larry?
We'll begin with the promise made to Abraham by God. And we'll start with reading in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9. That's Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of the country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of the Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south.
I'll be reading Genesis 13, verses 14 through 18. Genesis 13, verses 14 through 18. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. From all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
Sing number 360, Standing on the Promises. If you'd like to, let's stand while we sing this song.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, I'm standing
of 63.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. On things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Unchanging hand, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Continuing with the section of God's promise to Abraham, I will be reading Genesis 14, 17 through 20. Genesis 14, 17 through 20. I will be reading the New American Standard Version. Then after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who went with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was a priest of God Most High. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram, the God Most High, of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." He gave him a tenth of all.
The next reading will come from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The Bible reads, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward.' But Abram said, 'Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?' Then Abram said, 'Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever prays for me. I know eternal life He gives from sin and sorrow. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know, I know.
we can do this one first. That's fine. Let's do majesty first. Number 538, majesty. Oh, majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name. The King, Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus, who died, now glorified, King of all kings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Jesus the King, Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Nope, that's not right either. 361. Well, I had my marker on the other one. 361. In his time. Oh, in his time, in his time.
Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together as brothers and sisters in your family this evening, this afternoon, and sing praises into your high and holy name. We pray that our worship may be acceptable to you. And we pray that we may always try to please you in all things in our life. We pray this evening for those of our friends and loved ones who are battling health problems, and also from this, especially from this Capshaw family, and also those who are mourning over the loss of loved ones, those who are in distress in other ways. And we pray that you'll bless all according to their need. We pray that you would give us wisdom as we walk day by day, and we pray that we may always try to be a good influence on those around us and set a good example for those of our family. We pray that give us thank you for the things that we enjoy from your bountiful hand day by day, and we pray that we may always be thankful and always understand that you're the source of our blessings, and always be aware of our need for you. We pray that you'd forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name, amen.
Be reading from Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter. Deuteronomy 27, beginning in verse 1. Now Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law, when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be, when you have crossed over the Jordan, that on Mount Abel you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law." Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, "Take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today."
I'll be reading from Psalms 105, verses 38 through 45. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant, he brought out his people with joy. His chosen ones with gladness, he gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws.
How firm a foundation, shall ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled.
198, where he leads, I will follow. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I sin. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow. Tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any message mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads all follow. Every day, list to his loving words, come unto me, weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure, lean upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every
reading from Luke, the first chapter, as we begin some passages about the promise of Jesus. In Luke 1, verse 26, it says, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of the kingdom there will be no end.' And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.'"
I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' Now when all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until the birth, till she gave birth of us to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
He carried my sorrows, he bore my grief, was pierced for transgression, afflicted for peace. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I can heal, for by his forsaken, abandoned and slain. He knew by his stripes I am healed, through his blood I can kneel, for by his oppression I worship my King. Despised and
take care of you. 4:6-2. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of lullaby, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. Take care.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it's from thankful hearts that we come before thy throne this afternoon, thanking thee for this day and its blessings, realizing that our blessings do come from thee, our spiritual blessings as well as our physical blessings. We ask thee to bless those that are sick and afflicted at this time, especially the ones of the household of faith, all of whom in our duty and our privilege to pray for. We pray for the men that's teaching hard and difficult places, this country and other countries as well. We'd ask that they'd have the things that they need to win many souls before it's ever lasting too late. We'd ask thee that you be with us through the remainder of this day, through the remainder of what life we might have left, and that you'd forgive us any sins we might be found guilty of at this time. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
The next reading is going to be from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 31 through 32, and then chapter 10, verses 39 through 43. Acts 5, 31 through 32, and then 10, 39 through 43. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and a savior, to grant the repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are the witnesses of those things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. We are the witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he become visible. Not to all people, but to witnesses who were chosen before by God, that is, to us who ate and drank with him before he arose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the land of the living and the dead. Of him all the prophets bear witness that through him everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
I will be reading from the book of Romans. I will be reading Romans 3:21 through 26 and 5:8 through 11. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
385. What did he do? If you would, let's please stand for this song.
That's all right.
Oh, listen to our wondrous story, counted once among the lost.
610. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold our newborn baby the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance this child can face of certain days, because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. Fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll find life's fun, no war with pain. As death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know and life is worth the living just because he lives.
You can go ahead and turn to 288 as our song of invitation. Just in a moment after I give just a few words. Talking about the lesson tonight, the promises of God. As I tried to show through the Bible how it began from Genesis on through what took place with Abraham and what he was promised. And we do see that today. And there are a multitude of many Christians in this world. And the promises of not just physical, but also the spiritual life. There is that part, then we go to the New Testament, where we have Jesus being born, and was foretold back in the Old Testament of his birth by a virgin. I could talk about the many promises through this, but the main part of it is what we're all seeking is no fear, no troubles in our life, but it's the spiritual life that will have no fear, no sorrows, no crying, no sickness, but also it's that glory in heaven. That's the ultimate goal we're trying to go to. And kneel down before our King and Savior, who died upon the cross for our sins, who in just a few short steps, what to do to become a Christian. You know, hear the gospel, and if you've heard it many times, but you hadn't had thoughts of, well, what should I do? Well, there is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. God, who did come down to this earth and die for us so that he could be a propitiation for our sins and take them away. And there's one step that you have to do, repent. And that means turn completely opposite of your lifestyle, what you've been living. And this confession is your belief in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of us all. And there's one more thing. Well, actually two. One is not listed here on the overhead. Being baptized for remission of sin, but it's also being obedient to our God daily. Yes, there are struggles in our life that we go through, but you can, with the aid of anybody, being a Christian, a brother, a sister to talk to from time to time. You know, we all need each other, and that's what we're here for. We are a family, God's family. So, have you thought about being part of this family, being part of God's family? If you think about it, just one more second, and make that decision right before we sing the song to encourage you. Have you thought? Go ahead and make that final step. Come now as we stand and sing for encouragement.